Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Recently, I got the call to get a highly sought after, highly allocated bottle, and it was the worst $500 I have ever spent on whiskey. And if you want to know what it was, then stick around.
Started, Randy and Aaron, we've got to give a shout out to our patrons, guys. You guys are the real MVPs of this whole thing. So if you're not a patron, let's give them a round of applause. Let's thank a patron today.
Thank a patron.
Because that's the reason we are here. The reason you're watching this episode right now is because of our faithful patrons, and we can't thank you enough.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without all that financial support. Now, let's get into some disclaimers, okay? I am not saying that this whiskey tastes bad. Okay. Whiskey is fine. What I am saying is that the tasting experience is not worth the price. Right. We got a quality price ratio issue on this one.
Okay,
big time. Right.
And so, should we tell them what the bottle is?
Not without a drum roll.
Okay. The bottle is Daniel Weller.
Ooh.
Yes.
That hurts, man. With all respect to the Weller family.
With all respect. Yeah, right.
Daniel just wasn't cutting it.
Yeah. So, and you know what? You might be onto something. Let's talk a little bit about Daniel Weller. So he was the grandfather of the beloved William LaRue Weller.
Who is doing it right.
He moved to Kentucky in 1794, brought a still, started making whiskey. He died in 1807. His son Samuel took over the business, and eventually Samuel's son William LaRue took over the business and created and popularized the weeded bourbon mash bill. So that's kind of the backstory. And so this is supposed to be a biannual release.
Okay.
So they're not doing it every year. The next year should be 2025, but they said that Harlan Wheatley is going to taste the barrels and decide when they're ready, okay? But it is from the famed Buffalo Trace Distillery, and each release is supposed to explore the impact of different strains of wheat, okay?
All right.
And so apparently all of the Weller products and Buffalo Trace products are made from a common strain that's grown here in the U.S., but this particular release is Emmer Wheat. And Emmer hails from the Near East, which includes like Turkey and Iran and Israel and all of that stuff. And it was a very popular grain in ancient Egypt. And so this grain is not typically commercially produced in modern times, but it was extremely, you know, prolific when the pyramids were being built.
So is this going to be like their old experimental kind of series that they used
to do? Yeah, so every release should have the name of a different wheat strain on it, that kind of thing. This grain grows wild in Turkey and Israel and other countries like that. And due to the risk of drinking water back when this grain was really popular, no one drank water. Everybody drank beer that was like 2.5 ABV, and it was basically bread water. Like, it had chunks and stuff in it. Nice. It was filled with a lot of calories and things that people needed back then. And in fact, the workers that built the pyramids were given a daily ration of this beer I forget how many pints, but it seemed like a fair bit, right?
Yeah.
And so there is a good chance that the whiskey that we're drinking, the wheat that it was made from, was the same wheat that they made beer to feed the people that were building the pyramids.
I just want to make it known to the World Wide Web here that I, too, work for alcohol. If anyone knows, you've got some, not beer, but whiskey.
Whiskey,
and you need a pyramid built, whatever.
Yeah.
Just let me know in comments.
I can confirm. I can confirm. I used to pay Wes exclusively in rare bottles of whiskey.
Yes, yeah. Unofficially, but officially,
with
yes.
With the cardboard sign on the
street. Yeah, yeah. He had a nice camera and a cardboard sign, and I was like, yeah, this dude's, let's see what he can do.
The rest is history.
So let's talk about the packaging of this bottle. It is beautiful.
Yeah, you got that right.
The bottle is great. It's got the William LaRue like symbol in a seal inside the glass. The top is a working compass. Mm. And that's kind of a reference to Daniel's history, kind of as an explorer.
It's heavy.
It is heavy.
It makes the
it weighs a ton.
You could knock a mofo out with that.
You could. Out. It doubles as a weapon. And underneath, there's latitude and longitude numbers, and that is where his house was in Kentucky.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool. So let's talk a little bit about the taste. So as soon as I got this bottle home, Aaron happened to be here, and I was like, we got a bunch of bottles we were going to do reviews on. I was like, let's crack them all open and taste them.
Yeah.
And we cracked that one open, and as soon as I tasted it, I was like, God dang it.
Another disappointment.
And so I went over to Alex Baptista's house, and he's like, what'd you get? And I said, I got a Daniel Weller. And he's like, how is it? And I said, it's almost as good as Weller Special Reserve.
Oh, no.
Almost. And so I thought it'd be fun if we blinded my $500 bottle of Daniel Weller against Weller Special Reserve.
And that's retail.
Yeah, oh, that's SRP.
We're talking $500 versus $35.
Yeah. And I saw the Daniel Weller bottle for sale online for $4,000.
Wow.
Okay, so I don't know that anyone's paying
it. Must be something
it.
About that compass.
All right. So I thought this was a good setup. This particular bottle is 94 proof, which is probably a lot of the reason why we're not vibing with it too hard.
Yeah.
It's just not bold enough for a $500 bottle. Weller Special Reserve is 90. Weller Special Reserve is 5 to 7 years. This bottle was aged just under 12.
Okay.
The Daniel Weller was. And so I thought about pairing it against Weller 12, this bottle is not super oaky.
Uh-uh.
And so I figured it would be abundantly clear which was which.
That wouldn't have been
and good. It actually tastes very similar to Weller Special Reserve.
So this is my first time tasting Daniel
Weller. Yeah.
So you both have tasted it.
Uh-huh.
And we know your kind of stance on it. So this will be interesting to see kind of where it's first time.
Yeah.
Right? First time tasting it. I've had a lot of the Special Reserve, of course, but I'm interested to see what happens here.
I'm excited for you.
Well, let's nose it and taste it.
I'm not real hopeful based on what you guys are saying.
No. It's good whiskey. It's just not worth $500.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let's smell it, taste it up, and then we'll come back and we'll reveal which of us liked the $500 bottle and which of us liked the $32 bottle.
Okay. They do taste very similar, which is a win for Special Reserve.
It is
a
beautiful win.
Episode of What You Have on Your E-commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
This is in the order there in our glasses, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And I am at least happy to report that it was unanimous. We all preferred the $500 bottle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
By a razor thin margin. I mean, it really could have gone either way.
It could have gone either way. Razor thin.
I would swear that these are the same in the glass. I mean, you taste them once, they both, one tastes slightly different. You taste them again, they taste the exact same.
Yeah.
You taste them again, one's the other, a little bit. It's just like so back and forth. I would say, if anything, the only thing that I could differentiate, at least at this time, was the one on the left, which I guess was the Daniel, was just a little, the word I'm going to use is softer.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
They're close in proof, but it's just softer on the palate to where you can explore a little bit more, yep, which maybe that's the Explorer and Daniel with the Compass, but you can kind of see what's going on a little bit.
Slightly
easier.
More nuanced, yeah.
I got a little bit of more like a honey note on it that kind of gave me a little bit more room to explore, like Wes was saying.
Yeah, and for me, there was... I spent some time with these two yesterday because when I was writing the script, I just can't believe that they're that close, right, and they're that different in price, right? Mm-hmm. And so I spent some time. I detected slightly more spice on the Immerwheat.
Okay.
Not a ton, but typically a wheated bourbon's going to be a little bit softer. You're not getting a lot of spice.
Right.
Maybe some citrus. And with this one, I got a hint of spice, and I was like, okay. But the Weller Special Reserve has that classic brown sugar note that you expect from Buffalo Trace. Mm-hmm. And as Aaron said, the Immer was a little bit more in the direction of honey, something like that. But not as much oak as I would expect.
No,
I didn't get really much oak on either one, to be honest with you.
Right. I'm very shocked that that has an almost 12-year age statement on it.
Yeah. So let's give some whiskey away.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So what we're going to do on this one, because I want you guys to be able to recreate this experience at home and more.
Yep.
So we are going to give you a 1-ounce sample of Lot B from the Van Winkle line.
Ooh,
okay. A 1-ounce sample of Weller 12.
Okay.
Which should be very similar to the, based on age and whatnot, but it's not. So I want you all to experience that. A 1-ounce sample of the Daniel Weller and a 1-ounce sample of the Weller Special Reserve.
What a lineup.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
So you're going to end up with 4 1-ounce samples, all wheated mash bills from Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
So that you can line them up and see what you think. And all you have to do to win the giveaway is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell so you get notifications of future content and future giveaways, because there's always giveaways. Throw a comment down below and go to the video description. Click the link, fill in your information. I'll run a randomizer, and if you win, I will send your samples out to you absolutely for free.
Now, I don't know about y'all's conclusion to this, but mine is, if I had $500 to spend on weeded bourbon. I'm buying 15 of these.
Zero of these.
That's
right.
That's my conclusion.
That is pretty fair.
Yeah, I get you a case.
All right. Wes, you want to tell them how they can support the channel?
So there's a lot of ways. And one we mentioned at the beginning of this episode is our Patreon, and that is the Bourbon Real Talk Plus. Now, you can't just go and search that on Patreon because we talk about alcohol. Got to be 18 and older. So you can't just search that. So you need to click the link in the description if you want to check out those packages. And trust me, you want to check out those packages. The member benefits are insane. You get bonus content, special offers all the time. Distillery takeovers, which is, we've got a couple of those coming up. We go into a distillery. Basically, they shut it down for us. We're king for a day. We're walking around tasting barrels. We do barrel picks as well. In-person meetups. We've got virtual bottle shares. There's discounts on all the merch on BRT. And of course, the biggest benefit is knowing that you're supporting a channel that has a mission such as the one we have here, which we will get into in just a minute.
Yeah, and that's not the only way to support us, though. You can go to bourbonrealtalk.com. We have amazing whiskey-focused merch.
Yes, sir.
Custom glasses, bottle carriers, sensory kit to train your palate, and so much more. So go check that out. And we are all in real estate. So if you want to support everyone that's standing up here.
Awesome.
I'm a residential real estate agent, and I do business in the Dallas and Houston metro areas, and I give Epic Bottles as closing gifts. I'm talking Van Winkle's, BTAX. We talk about that when we get into the process. Mm-hmm. And Wes, you've got a few ways that people can support you, right?
Yeah, so in real estate regards, I have a real estate media company. It's called Tormax. You can see it at tormaxmedia.com. We're in DFW exclusively at this point, but if you are a real estate agent, Airbnb owner, property manager, or a home builder, and you need Epic media to market your property, we're the place to go for that. On the whiskey front, whiskeythread.com, t-shirts there, whiskey related t-shirts. It's your spot to go pick up your favorite tea, and they're comfy and they're awesome. And so whiskeythread.com is that. And last but not least for me, if you're into dude stuff, that is oldtownprovisions.com. All right. We call it a broteek. It's a dude store. You go there, we've got knives, we've got clothes, we've got hats, we've got leather goods, really anything you think of that that you like and love, you can pick it up at oldtownprovisions.com.
Yeah, and Aaron and I know each other because Aaron is my lender for my buyers.
Awesome.
So, you do residential mortgages?
I do. Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, and Colorado. So,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
So if you are in the market for a residential loan, you should definitely shop Aaron. He's got great rates and excellent customer service. So if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you about the show philosophy. We are all about bringing people together around bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an important mission for me personally because I lost a loved one to suicide. And in the aftermath and trying to figure out what we could have done differently, I observed that he had lost a lot of his social connections. And at the same time, I was getting more involved with whiskey. And I saw whiskey creating social connections at a very rapid pace. And I came up with this idea that maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, the whiskey do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so we started Bourbon Real Talk. But if you're going to create connection, you need a forum. And we looked out there, and there's a lot of haters online saying hateful things to people. So we created Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey forum that is completely troll-free.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of good stuff going on over there, a lot of sharing, a lot of samples, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But those trolls online, they taught us something else. And that is that if they can hate, we can love. And that's why we end every show the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk.
Cheers. Guys.
A whiskey troll is a person who seeks negative attention and uses contrarian attitudes to derail civil discussion in online forums. They communicate in ways they never would face-to-face because they're keyboard warriors. Their only goal is to make other people feel inferior.
Hey guys, I'm new here. I just got my first Blanton's.
And trust me, you probably paid way too much.
I don't care much about the Blanton's, but nice.
There's no way that she didn't buy that at secondary. Idiot.
Oh, I know how you got that bottle.
So,
Are you sick and tired of the whiskey trolls ruining your fun online? Well, that's why we started Bourbon Real Talk Community.
Congratulations. Let me know what you think when you open it up.
Hey, welcome to the group. Let me send you over a sample of Blanton's Gold and Straight from the Barrel. See how you like those.
I remember back to my first bottle of Blanton's. It was the birthday to my son, and we enjoy it every year on his birthday. Congrats.
So if you're looking to connect with some people online who aren't, head over to facebook.com and join Bourbon Real Talk Community today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.